The Alaska State Legislature appropriated $57 million for the design and further studies on the proposed railroad extension connecting Port McKenzie to the interior. The Mat-Su Borough says the rail extension would stimulate the regional and state economy. KTNA's Deanna Hecker has this report.
The Point McKenzie Deepwater Port, its industrial zoning, and the prospect of a rail extension to the existing railroad are laden with high economic hopes for the Mat-Su Borough. Borough officials welcomed the legislator's support of the project with $57 million. The legislation still awaits the governor's signature, but Mat-Su Borough spokeswoman Patty Sullivan said so far the governor had supported the rail extension. Sullivan describes the project as a huge undertaking.
This project is tremendous. It's the answer to our dwindling oil flow on the North Slope, because what it will do is create 2,000 jobs to construct the rail line itself. It's about 20 to 40 miles, depending on where it connects from Port McKenzie to the Alaska mainline.
Borough officials are hoping that the rail connection to the Mat-Su Borough-owned Deepwater Port could jumpstart a mining boom along the rail belt. The borough is quoting three studies, including a report from Dr. Paul Metz, an economic consultant and mining geologist.
His projections are that in this corridor from Port McKenzie on up to Delta, that there's something on the order of 8,000 mineral occurrences, minerals such as molybdenum, lead, copper, I believe zinc as well. And these will stimulate new mines, and they couldn't come about without rail. Trucking wouldn't make it affordable to export those minerals.
The Mat-Su report says the economic benefits of the rail extension are from enormous transportation cost savings. The estimated capital cost of $274 million for the 43 miles of new tracks and support structures would be worth it, as an estimated annual economic benefit from metallic mineral development alone to the rail belt communities is estimated to be between $61 and $773 million. Mining companies would greatly benefit from the rail. Local Talkeetna business owner Tricia Costello said while the port and the rail extension could provide for job stability as far north as Talkeetna, but also the increased traffic would impact Talkeetna.
The very first thing I thought about was what it's going to look like at the 2nd Street crossing. We're sitting there waiting for yet another train full of limestone going down to the port or whatever it is they're hauling out. You know, the other concern I had was knowing that they've identified the fact that the entire rail belt will be open for resource extraction, I thought, well, what kind of resource? Extraction from where? What's it going to look like? You know, are we looking at mining all up and down the rail?
What kind of mines and where they would be located are still questions to be answered, and Costello reminds area residents to stay informed.
I'm assuming that if permits are being put in by various mining companies, that's public, you know, available for us to find out, you know, what's happening as far as development and how much of that is in our backyard and not. So, I think it really is important for folks in this area to pay attention so that we really know what's coming down the rail, so to speak, and we're not really blindsided.
The public comment period started March 16 and will end May 10. In Talkeetna, this is Deanna Hecker.